Hey everybody, this video is an update on a very concerning trend that we're seeing in Australia. And that is the huge number of deaths that we're seeing in excess of what anyone would expect. And I found some more analysis that drills down into the different types of deaths that we're seeing soar in astronomical numbers in excess of what's expected. We're seeing ischemic heart disease deaths explode after the vaccine rollout. We're seeing cerebrovascular disease deaths soaring after the vaccine rollout. We're seeing cancer deaths explode off the charts after the vaccine rollout. Now, we covered just the other day about the explosion in excess deaths in Australia. That's what we see on this chart. The last few weeks that they've released have been about 40% in excess of expected levels based on the 2015 to 2019 average. This huge spike right here was the beginning of this year, January and February 2022. And we just see astronomical levels, 58% at the peak here. But in this report, I want to really delve down into the cancer deaths, which are off the charts, the cerebrovascular, and the ischemic heart disease deaths that have taken Australians by surprise and are being seen in record levels. Hey, everybody, we've been tracking the situation in Australia, and it's very concerning. Signals are popping up everywhere, showing people are dying in huge numbers. But also now we're seeing certain diseases really taking off in a very concerning fashion. Look at this chart for deaths due to ischemic heart diseases and cerebrovascular diseases. These are extremely troubling. We have a seasonal cycle that goes absolutely berserk right after the vaccines start getting rolled out. We can see a massive change in trajectory starting April 18th, 2021. Here's a similar chart for deaths, but this is cerebrovascular disease. So again, everything goes haywire starting February of 21. So right after the vaccines roll out, everything's going haywire. So this is new research done by Joel Smalley, Dead Man Talking on Substack. I'll leave a link to this article down below. Look at this chart for deaths for 75 to 84 in Australia. A massive die-off right after the vaccines rolled out. 75 to 84-year-olds. These are the deaths cumulative from January of 2015. This is horrendous. This is absolutely devastating. And here's the same chart for 85 plus. It was going down actually during the COVID era, pre-vaccine. But if you look at where it started in February of 21 and where it ends, that's a cataclysmic shift. This just skyrockets. These are deaths. These are the cumulative excess deaths for seniors 85 plus. And this chart for cancer is extremely troubling. These are excess deaths cumulative from 2015 for cancer. And what we see is, again, this huge upshoot in excess deaths. All of a sudden, as soon as the vaccines rolled out, people just started dying in mass, well in excess of what was expected. This is outrageous. This is so tragic. Absolutely scandalous. And it implicates the vaccines. So these are the excess cerebrovascular disease deaths in Australia starting in 2015. We can see it's very cyclical until right after the vaccines are injected into a bunch of people. Then it goes absolutely haywire, off the chart. So lots of unexpected cerebrovascular disease deaths in Australia post-vaccine. Also tons of excess cancer deaths. As you can see here, once they injected a bunch of people with this stuff, right afterwards, cancer starts exploding in terms of excess cancer deaths. And ischemic heart disease also, through the roof, busts off the chart. Absolutely tragic. This is beyond outrageous. The people who push these vaccines have to prove that this was not their doing, because all signs point to genocide via COVID vaccines. So thanks for watching. Let me know what you think in the comments. Check out the link down below. And I hope you have a good day.